This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who? Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right. Good to have you with us. Welcome aboard. It's another great Saturday evening. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Big goings-ons in Washington, D.C. today. In fact, I want to open the phone lines right here at the top of the show. If you were in Washington, D.C. at the Million Mega March, 8834... this is good. I can't remember my own phone number. It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, welcome in. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a lot to get to in the second hour tonight. Let's go to the big board first. In the second hour tonight, in the Ladies Lounge, a first-timer will debut with us, Cissy Graham Lynch. You may know that name. That name may sound familiar to you. That middle name there, Graham, actually, indicates that she's a relative of some other Grahams that you might have heard of. You might have heard of Franklin Graham. You might have heard of Dr. Billy Graham. This is Dr. Billy Graham's granddaughter and Franklin Graham's daughter. She will be with us for the majority of the second hour tonight in the Ladies Lounge. Looking forward to that. But first up, and I want to get to this right away. We are a nation at a crossroads. Some people would say it's a crisis. There are people wigging out because we don't have a president-elect yet. And don't start with me about, oh, Joe Biden, they called the race for Joe Biden. It hasn't been certified. I don't know of any states that have been certified yet. And certainly not enough have been certified to give him the president-elect status, because you have a recount going on in Georgia. You have a Supreme Court case that's going to come down in Pennsylvania. You have likely recounts that are going to happen in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. So there's a lot yet that we don't know about the outcome of this race, and I think that we haven't even begun to scratch the surface as to some of the legitimacy that some of that action needs to be taken on. And about a week ago, when they were cheering in the streets and everybody was, you know, out drinking champagne, no social distancing, everybody was seemed to be okay with not having masks, etc. They were all out in front of themselves. We did not know at that time. At this moment, 1 week ago, we knew almost nothing about something called Dominion voting systems in the public's mind. We have learned a lot in the last week, and it is in fact due to the new members of the president's legal team that we are going to find out a great deal more in the days to come. Now, I don't know if you've been reading Jim Hoft. I don't know if you follow Kyle Becker on Twitter. I don't know if you follow some of the people that have been chasing down. I've even started following code writers on Twitter, because there are people that have dissected the complete Dominion manual. I mean, this is some really egg-heady left brain stuff that they're dealing with. But here's what we have discovered about the Dominion voting systems in the last few days. One, all six swing states had multiple ports of the Dominion voting systems connected to the Internet. As many as 10 different connections to the Internet to the Dominion voting systems in the six swing states. Now, that alone should cause a major Department of Justice investigation. We should be talking about what all of that means, because the last thing you want anywhere near your vote tabulation stuff is the Internet. But it wasn't just that. We discovered that the glitch that we talked about last week in Michigan had replicated itself in some of the other swing states, in Georgia, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in another county, and some other places. And then just last night, one of the and the Trump legal team has really reinforced itself with a couple of bulldogs. You already know that Mayor Giuliani was kind of leading the charge. And as a former prosecutor, that dude's cagey as all get out. I mean, he is raring for a fight. He brought down the mob. These pansy deep staters don't scare him at all. But let me just tell you, there was some criticism, and I think some legitimate criticism, from some people that were concerned that the Trump legal team didn't have the teeth that it needed. You know, Ted Cruz, now senator, was the former Solicitor General for the state of Texas. He's argued before the Supreme Court, I think it's something like 9 times. I think he won like 7 of the 9 times his side that he was making the argument for were victorious. He was one of them that said, you know, it would be good to add some real heft to the president's legal forces. Well, Lynn Linwood is the attorney that Covington Catholic had representing the young man with the hat that stood there, and the media wrecked his life, ruined his life. Well, Lynn Linwood was the one that took on the media giants and humbled them, made them pay millions of dollars in restitution to that young man. And then Sidney Powell is an appellate-level lawyer. She doesn't really mess around with the lower court stuff, but she was the one that got General Mike Flynn out of the clutches of the deep state conspiracy that were trying to put him away. These two bulldogs have now joined the president's team. And Sidney was on with Lou Dobbs last night, I believe it was, on the Fox Business Channel. And I just wanted you to hear a little bit about what she had to say about the Dominion voting system. Let's roll that if we've got it.
Well, joining us tonight is Sidney Powell, a member of President Trump's legal team, General Flynn's defense attorney, a great American and prominent appellate lawyer. Great to have you with us, Sidney. Let's start with Dominion. A straight out disavowal of any claim of fraud against the company, its software or machines. Your reaction?
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez, and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on, the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough. Hunter Biden type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it.
All right, I want to stop the tape right there. That, everything she just said in those 4 or 5 sentences, where have you heard it reported anywhere? Everyone across the country is saying, oh, there's no evidence, there's no evidence. Never mind that you've got nearly, in some cases, 600 people per state that have signed affidavits that under penalty of perjury and prison time if they're lying. Friends, eyewitnesses are evidence. So stop saying there's no evidence. You're just making yourself look silly in the process. But what she just said there, and I want to highlight a couple of the things. Number one, did you know the Dominion voting system started in Venezuela as a tool for Hugo Chavez's elections? Okay, right there. You're coming, if I'm the governor of Nevada, and you come and you say, hey, we want to show you a new voting system, and guess what? It was created to service the Hugo Chavez elections. I'm immediately showing you the door. Goodbye. Unless unless I have poor intent towards my own voters that I am trying to win elections from. If there is anything that has needed to be revealed that hasn't been revealed as big as that in the last week, I don't know what it is. The Dominion voting system was a tool created to help Hugo Chavez fix and rig his own elections in socialist, communist-controlled Venezuela. And then it was exported here. But not only that, did you hear what she said? Staggering statistical and eyewitness testimony. She's got all of this lined up. And by the way, she doesn't have to come out and float her witnesses in front of the media. I don't know who the media think they are, saying, oh, you got to show us all your stuff. No, you don't. In fact, if you're going to go to court and you're going to prosecute something, you keep it zipped up. I'm okay with that. Let's just go get the real bad guys. But then she said something extraordinary. And when we come back from this next break, I want to just touch on that briefly. But I want to take your calls, too. 888-340-3373. Is it time to throw in the towel? That's what the media wants everyone to do. Just give up. Just stop with the evidence stuff. This is, you know, throw in the towel. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Coming back from New York. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known.
All right, welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, live from New York. We're grateful to have you with us. I just played for this for you in the last segment, but I want you to hear it one more time because... what Sidney Powell says here in this first answer to the first question that Lou Dobbs asked her last night on Fox News on Fox Business is really quite compelling. Take a listen to what she said when he asked about the Dominion controversy.
Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez, and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough. Hunter Biden-type graft to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it.
All right, so I want to because the rest of what she discusses with Lou Dobbs in that interview is also quite interesting. But the second part that I wanted to emphasize is that, did you notice? She said, we're starting to gather information on the financial interests of the secretaries of state and the governors that made the deals with Dominion. Friends, it's important to note that every single one of the contested states uses the Dominion voting system. There were reports found this week. We were able to see from people that were doing post-analysis at least 10 connections to the Internet from the Dominion systems in the six swing states on election night. That should never happen. There should never be a connection between the Dominion voting system and the actual Internet. But there were 10 different actual contacts to the... So I'm just curious, does this bother you? 888-340-3373. Or are you of the opinion that the media said that Joe Biden won all the states and so it's time to do it? The reason that I ask is because there are some other things that still don't make sense to me about this election. Donald Trump got nearly 9 million more votes this year than he got in 2016. Nearly 9 million more. Now, I don't think Obama got that many more, and I don't think Bush got that many more, and I don't think Clinton got that many more. The last three in front of him, they got reelected. Another thing, every one of the races that that President Trump had the ability to influence, the 27 toss-up races for the House, for example, we were told that Joe Biden was going to win big and that the Republicans were going to get crushed and they were going to lose all the toss-up races. Did you know as of today, if the Republicans win the final count in Iowa's congressional district number 2, that they will have won every one of the 27 toss-up races across the country? Now, how did the president's momentum and inertia get all of these congressional people across the finish line, but not himself? Similarly, Joe Biden supposedly has this enormous turnout, 80 million votes or something, some crazy number. But he couldn't get a single one of those toss-up races across the finish line. Now, if there was such an anger and an outrage and a hostility towards Trump that Biden was going to roll into this election, you don't think any of those down ballots would be impacted? Well, it turns out he had an extraordinary number of single race ballots cast for him. Friends, all six of those states, or the five that shut down on election night, we've never done that before. We've never shut down the count on election night. But they did. They sent people home. And after they sent the observers home, they started counting again. And that's when those late night dumps came in, 138,000 votes, all for Biden and none for Trump. And then you see the Dominion glitch start to switch people's votes. It did in Anne Arundel County. 6,000 votes in a Republican, only 18,000 votes in the county, and 6,000 went from Trump to Biden that should have been Trump. Friends, we owe it to the president. We owe it to the Biden campaign. We owe it to the people of the United States to get to the bottom of this. I don't care if Trump gets reelected or not at this point with what we're dealing with. His reelection to me is very minor compared to what we are potentially exposing. Because if this is in fact the case, and Dominion voting systems can be used, and races can be cheated, you will never have another honest election in America again. If we don't ferret it out now, it's never going to go back into a direction where we're going to be able to. Now, there's speculation tonight that the Department of Justice, headed up by Attorney General Bob Barr, is already making strides in criminal investigations into this. In fact, there is a report, I believe it to be credible, that there were servers for Dominion that were seized in Europe one of the last two nights. I'm not sure which night it was, but in a recent evening of just this last week, there were servers that were seized. You're not hearing about it in the media. The media doesn't even want to think that this story could possibly be true. But here's what I will say. If Sidney Powell is as good of a lawyer as she has been the rest of her career, if Lynn Linwood is as good a lawyer as he was for the kids of Covington Catholic, if Rudy Giuliani really is the lawyer that put the mob away when no one else could get it done, friends, we have some bulldogs fighting for the president. Now, if we uncover everything and President Trump truly did get fewer votes than Joe Biden, I think he owes it to the country to admit that, concede, and hand the presidency to Joe Biden. But not a second before we find out if this stuff is real. That's my opinion. Do you agree with me? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Your phone calls the rest of the way this hour. Do you think the nation is ready to move forward and take Joe Biden as president-elect, or should we fight to find the truth about every last voting system that was connected to the Dominion system on election night? 888-340-3373. I want to know what your thoughts are. And if you disagree with me, so you already know my opinion, if you disagree with me, I'll put you to the front of the line. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Live on Biz TV. We're also live on Twitter and Periscope tonight. Thank you for being there. Throw me some hearts your way. And why don't you retweet it and get 10 or 20 more people to join us. Going to have a lot of fun. Hour number two, Sissy Graham's on the way in the ladies' lounge. That should be an interesting conversation as well. Sissy Graham Lynch, I should say. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands of President Donald Trump supporters descended on Washington, D.C. Saturday to march in support of the president's efforts to challenge the election results. Three separate events converged on Freedom Plaza, where thousands then marched to the Supreme Court. This protester told CNN what she believes the crowds were trying to achieve.
It means that we want all of the votes audited and recounted, and all of these swing states that stopped counting at midnight and mysteriously and miraculously came up with thousands of new votes, votes for Biden the next day, and some of them are still counting, and we're saying we want an honest and fair election.
D.C. police say the demonstration was mostly peaceful, with only a few arrests having been made. President Trump did drive by the event in his motorcade, briefly waving to the assembled crowd. USA Radio News has not called the election for either candidate, waiting for all recounts and legal challenges to be completed. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is it Landmark?
Live from New York, there's a live shot of Times Square, and it's a busy night. It's kind of a cold night. We're starting to feel the real fall. I want to welcome to the broadcast the newest sponsor, Byrna. The Byrna HD is a model of a self-protection device. It fires a 68 caliber projectile round, and that payload is filled with tear gas and irritant that will, it'll basically disable an assailant. For at least 60 to 90 seconds visually, breathing-wise, and many minutes longer than that visually. He just starts to tear up. He can't even open his eyes. And it gives you time to take control of a situation when otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to have a firearm. They are doing a great thing for you tonight. If you call tonight and you use my promo code, or if you get on there tonight and you use my promo code, they are actually going to give you a complete a shipment of ammo at no additional cost when you buy the launcher tonight. It's about the size of a 9mm. If you've got a Glock 19, and if you're watching on the stream or on Biz TV, you can see it's about the same size as a normal 9mm, but it's easy to conceal for women in their purses. Men, you can wear it in your jackets. Ideal for backpacks, other ways to conceal it, but you're always safe. No permits, no background checks necessary, and always ability. You always have the ability to protect yourself. Go to myburna.com, mybyrna.com, and check it out tonight and get your free ammo when you call. All right, let's go to the phones because I want to hear from you on your thoughts about where we are with this post election. Are you tired of the fight? Are you just completely worn out? Are you burned out? Are we done? Is Biden the president? Let's go to line one. Zach is calling from Orlando, listening to WORL radio. Zach, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Kevin, good evening, sir. First time caller. So I'm really grateful that this station is in Orlando, first of all. And I also want to give a shout out to the president. Hang in there. We're all behind you, sir. And I also want to tell the love of my life, Carla Garcia, and that I love her and thank you for seeing the light. People are waking up. Democrats are waking up. And let me make this quick. All right. I believe we need to follow through with this process. I've studied history for many years. The media does not call elections. And I think the people know that. I think even the people that want Biden to win so badly know that, but they're letting their emotions blind them from our process. We have to follow the process. We have to keep our elections secure, or else we're all doomed. This is a fight between freedom and globalism.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
All right, Zach. Appreciate it. And pithy. Very pithy. Very good assessment there. It is. It is a fight between self-determination and actually believing that our votes count for something in this country versus the elites being able to snow the masses. That's what this is. If these governors and secretaries of state, as Sidney Powell intimated in her comments earlier in the hour, if they are on the take, if there are financial arrangements, Hunter Biden-like, did you hear that? The graft of Hunter Biden. Where he shakes down a country, hey, yeah, let's do this, and, 10% for the big guy. If that has worked its way into the governor's pockets and the secretary of state's pockets in these states that we are depending upon for an objective, honest check of what the actual election indicated, we're not going to get that ever again. Never. Take more of your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm also going to update you tonight on our Christmas project with Christian Solidarity International. We have now liberated, friends, get this, 133 human slaves, meaning that the 192 that is our goal for this year is within, we're less than 30 away from that now. 29 more women and children to liberate, and when we hit that goal, man, I'm not going to rest until we get there. But I cannot believe what a great job you have continued to do. And I got word just recently that beginning tonight, the quicker, if we can get another 20 liberated, there may be the interest of someone to do a match that would match those 20 with an additional 20 slaves themselves in a one-time gift. So would you help us? 888-342-1010 is that number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough, we're going to take your calls the rest of the way in this hour, so we're going to take a break. And as we do that, we will continue to screen your calls, obviously, and get you lined up. But then I want to come back, and I want to hear from as many of you as you can, because I really want to know what you think about where we're at in this process. You know, there were a million people reportedly in the nation's capital today that showed up to say, we support you, Mr. President. We haven't abandoned you. But I know the media is tired. They want us all to just go away. Friends, we can't just do it just because we're tired. This has to be a thorough process. We have to get transparency, and we have to have an honest assessment of where the votes are. Coming right back from New York. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
604-2575 or visit Landmark.
All right, a fairly busy night in New York City. Glad you're with us wherever you may be joining us from. In fact, wherever you're joining us from may be more active and more busy than New York is these days. It's such a ghost town. It's really sad. Those of us that love the city, we are heartbroken over all of it. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you again for those of you that have helped us sponsor and liberate slaves with Christian Solidarity International in the Sudan region. We are only 29 away from hitting our goal. We had a list of 192 names at the beginning of the year. We are 29 slaves away from liberating all 192. And if you want to know more about the process, how it works, or would like like to help us, $25 a month for 10 months or a one-time gift of $250. That not only negotiates their freedom, but it then also gives them what's called the Bag of Hope that includes a she-goat, tarps, blankets, gardening tools, sorghum grain for a year to satiate themselves, a year's worth of seed to plant another crop. It gets them relocated to South Sudan, their home where they were kidnapped from. It gets them back in contact with relatives and people from their region if they've been gone a number of years. It's an amazing program. That phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Let's quickly go back to the phones. I want to talk to as many of you as we can. Let's start in Dallas. John calling us watching on Biz TV tonight. John, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's your thought?
Well, I was thinking about the Hunter Biden stuff, and it was really pissing me off, you know. And I just really wish Trump would shit in my mouth.
All right, John, we appreciate the lack of candor that you evidently were groomed with. Let's go to Miami, Florida, because we've got Laura watching on Viz TV. Hey, Laura.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I was born in Cuba. I left Cuba. I came here when I was 21 years old. And I'm 80 years old. And I feel all this time, all this 60 years that I've been here, that I was living in the safest and cleanest place of the world. You know, I felt, you know, that I'm the only place that I can be, I guess, in the country, the whole world. And now I see what's going on with this election, and I feel frustrated. And one more thing, I'm scared. I used to have a sign of Donald Trump in my car,
mm-hmm.
and I took him out. I took it out because I'm afraid, because I heard already people going on and breaking into the cars and taking the signs off and all that. So what can I tell you? You know, I feel very, very much afraid, you know, and still, we don't have a definite. This Biden is still not president. So I don't know what's going to be when he takes over. I don't know. With all the things that he's already been on his back and on his family, you know, for this Ukraine problem and all that, you know, I don't know how can he be a president of the United States.
Well, it's interesting, Laura, because, and thank you for your call, and for someone who lived in Cuba during that time, you obviously saw what we may be beginning to see the beginnings of here, and it is disturbing, I'm sure, to witness it. But I want to just go back to what we started this conversation off. Sidney Powell is now part of the president's legal team, and she is gathering a significantly sized folder of information. She said staggering. These were the words she used. Statistically staggering amounts of information related to the use of the Dominion voting system. What's interesting is just during the break on Twitter, Kyle Becker, who's been one of the better follows for updates on this, posted that Russ Ramsland, who is a longtime election security expert, and he's performed investigations on not only U.S. but other nations' election machines, he said, we began to look and realized how easy it is to change votes. And Kyle says, and he links to the video where the interview is held, and Russ Ramsland says in that interview, that statement, he says, but what's amazing about that is that this was a conversation that he had with a media outlet prior to the election taking place. That we also know as of today, and I've got this up on my Twitter feed, that Elizabeth Warren and a handful of other Democrats, I believe the Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, had concerns in 2018 that votes were switched in their races for Senate reelection races that they were in, and they were complaining about this in Democratic primary circles. Friends, once the barrier is broken and the cheating begins, you better believe it's for the highest bid. So if you're not in good favor with whoever is in power, you're likely not going to be the beneficiary of it. This is why I desire to know if we are a country at this point tonight on this Saturday evening, a week after the election was called for Joe Biden by the media a week ago. I want to know, are we a nation that is actually still interested in knowing the facts? Or are we just so partisan that we just want the guy that we like? Because I think honest, and I know a lot of honest Trump supporters, I think that they would accept a Joe Biden presidency if he wins it fairly. I have not heard anyone from the Biden team join the people and say, you know what, we should get to the bottom of this. I haven't heard anyone in my own personal circle of Democrats that has said, yeah, Kev, I'm with you on that. We it needs to be fair. We need to make sure that we get a fair accounting for it. And that bothers me. Because, friends, it's not a matter of just the fact that you get power. It's what you do with the power when you have it. And are we willing to set ourselves up by ignoring this, by saying, no, Sidney Powell's out to lunch when she never is. She's a bulldog. She's already taken the deep state down. They were trying to frame Michael Flynn. She exposed it. She got him off. Friends, what are we doing tonight to save the country from a complete and total takeover by those that have the power? And evidently, also were willing to line their pockets in the pursuit of that. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, take more of your calls. Before we are done, we have one more segment in this hour and in the ladies' lounge tonight. Sissy Graham Lynch, the granddaughter of Dr. Billy Graham and daughter of Franklin Graham, joins us. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, nice shot of Lower Manhattan looking over into the Brooklyn and Queens areas of the great city of New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you on Saturday nights live from New York. And real quickly, got to take a couple more calls here. We're talking about where you want things to be now. There's a ton of people that are saying just accept it. If you follow my social media, more than half the people that are talking back to me these days are saying, come on, Kev, just take the L. Just take the L, baby, you lost. Okay. I will, as soon as we know for sure what the actual score was. Let's go to line one. Chad is calling from Virginia. Chad, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, thank you, Kevin, for taking my call. Hey, listen, I just want to tell you, we've got to continue this fight. I'll tell you, call screener, I actually teach United States government, and if we don't fight this and we don't actually show that there's election integrity, then you might as well start teaching U.S. government in the form of world history. And I'm not taking a nail. And by the way, I think you and I and everybody who listens here knows what happened on election night. So hopefully we can start getting out this information and start discrediting the mainstream media. But thank you for what you do. I actually use your maps in my classes, and you do a fantastic job, and all the patriots that are out there. So we're going to keep winning this fight.
Someone, Chad, was all over me saying, your map was a phony, you're a fraud, blah, blah, blah. How do you know? How do we know how bad my map was this year? Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Las Vegas, another state that is in flux because they had a bunch of dead people and non-residents vote there. Marianne, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Thank you so much for your show. Love you. Watch you every Saturday night. Thank you for being one of maybe a handful of sources of real news.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if this deafening silence we're hearing from the Democrats is their terror that we are uncovering cheating that has been going on for decades. One of the things that happened here in Las Vegas is a Las Vegas resident who voted in person for Trump found out in checking that she had voted by mail for Biden in California, her previous resident. Well, if they've been cheating in California, everybody says, well, why would they cheat in California? They own California. Really?
Maybe that's how they came to own it.
Really?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
I think that's why they're terrified.
Marianne, I think you're spot on. Thank you for the call, by the way. I think that there's a lot of people, in the deeper the blue district that you get into in Philadelphia, San Francisco, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, New York City, the deeper the blue, I think maybe the deeper the cheating's been going on for a long time. I don't know. But I know one thing. If we don't uncover it now, if we don't get to the bottom of it now, we're going to wish we did. I'm not ready to give up the free market. I'm not ready to give up on what we do in American life. I'm just not. All right, that's it for the first hour. Coming up, Sissy Graham Lynch, who is the daughter of Franklin Graham, the granddaughter of Dr. Billy Graham, makes her debut in the Ladies Lounge tonight. We've never had Sissy on, and I've been friends with her for, I don't know, 7, 10 years, something like that. And I'm looking forward to really good conversation. And just hope you'll stick around for the full amount of hour number two coming straight up. And follow me on Twitter, by the way, at KMC Radio. We're streaming live. Coming right back, hour two.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.